cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversy. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And it's Saturday night, and I am back. And tonight, I'm going to ask you once again to have an open mind, because tonight we are going to discuss UFOs, and specifically the Billy Meier case. And if you don't know who Billy Meier is, you need to know. Surveys have shown that a third of Americans believe in UFOs, and that almost 80% of Americans believe that the U.S. government is suppressing vital information about UFOs. And we've all seen on TV shows and interviews with people that have been or claimed to have been abducted, and sometimes abducted multiple times, experimented on, even operated on. We've seen the photos of flying saucers and strange phenomena in the sky and in the oceans, which are USOs, or unidentified submerged objects. Well, my guest tonight has spent 36 years of his life researching and writing about what he says is the most documented UFO case ever, and the astonishing information transmitted to a gentleman named Billy Meier through these contacts. Michael Horn is the authorized American media representative for Billy Meier's contacts, which he has researched, as I said, since 1979. His life's work is truly diverse. He's a filmmaker, a writer, a humorist. He's pioneered fingernail art, helped develop a water purification system for Starbucks. The list goes on and on, but since 1979, he has really focused and consistently researched and presented the message and the prophecies of Billy Meier. So, having said all that, Michael, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Very good, and I appreciate you staying up late, being with us on the show live, because it's always a pleasure, and give people an opportunity to hear what you have to say. And you know, the first time that we spoke earlier, I was really struck by what you said, and that was that one of the biggest problems you faced is that is from the UFO community itself, because for the most part, these UFO sightings, these abduction stories, these ETs, you're saying, are simply not true, and are military craft or something like of that nature. So is that how you feel, that a lot of these stories that we hear about people being abducted or UFOs are really not what they think they are?
Well, I'll go and answer that in two parts. I like to say, according to the information in the case, when I refer to the material in the Meier case, there are things in the Meier case that I cannot prove one way or the other. I feel confident in saying that I can present evidence far beyond a reasonable doubt, do it freely. We have a website, all this stuff. And people who are reasonable people, if they think through it, they're going to come to the conclusion that that case is genuine, and singularly so. Now, that being said, in the Meier case, they have expressed at fair length that what we consider so-called alien abductions are not alien abductions. If and when there is an actual abduction, for the most part, this is done as a secret military operation. And there's an agenda behind it, which is to scare people and to make them afraid of anything outside of our world. There's a logical way to go through it. There's a factual way to go through it. There's also a lot of mass hysteria involved with these types of things. By that, I don't mean that people necessarily are running through the streets and screaming about it, although that may happen. It means that there's a contamination in consciousness, ideas about so-called evil aliens and all of that, that has been deliberately promoted for a very long time, especially starting in the U.S., going back into the late 30s and 40s, and it's a, evil, bug-eyed, so-called gray or what have you, that abducts people and operates on them, takes genetic material, et cetera, et cetera. The real problem is that there is not a single shred of actual evidence that that is the case. we have been saturated with disinformation, with entertainment of dubious quality, all about aliens, extraterrestrials, whatever you want to call it, for a very long time. And this gets into the mass consciousness. This gets into our unconscious. And it produces, depending on stimulation, ideas that there are aliens all over the place. My goodness, they must be, you know, tourists lined up from here to Arcturus waiting to abduct people if we believe the common nonsense of the UFO community. Now, this might sound strange coming from somebody who's talking about it, you know, claiming that there's an authentic UFO case and one that it has nothing to do whatsoever with abductions. And truly, if we just pause for a moment and think logically, why would advanced space traveling beings, who by definition would be very long-lived compared to us because they'd have to have gone through the evolutionary process of trial and error in space travel, would require long lifespans until they were able also to travel at above light speeds, et cetera, et cetera. Why would these advanced beings come all the way to Earth simply to float Aunt Edna through the wall or, you know, paralyze Uncle Joe and take his, you know, precious DNA? It fails the logic test that things have happened to people, you betcha. And where those are real experiences, the material in the Meyer case says they are, for the most part, secret military ops, and that they have, you know, this has been run on people. But people are free to believe what they want. I don't make, you know, the focal point of my work about so-called alien abductions and evil aliens, because it's far more important for us to understand if there is real, genuine, you know, authentic evidence for extraterrestrial contact. That would be the single most important discovery in human history. And having said that, I would say that there's far, far more pressing evidence and reasons that that has been taking place for almost 75 years.
Well, let's, that leads into, tell our audience, who is Billy Meyer? Because this is, as you've said, the most documented case ever. Tell us who Billy Meyer is and how you came into the picture with researching this for so many years.
Sure. Billy Meyer is a now nearly 79-year-old man. As of February, he'll be 79. He claims since age 5, that's nearly 75 years ago, he has been in voluntary, wide-awake contact, face-to-face, with human beings from another star system. Now, naturally, that comes off as quite a claim, and most of the time we'd have to relegate that to the loony bin. The problem with that is that starting in 1964, well before we had any kind of computer, digital technology, sophisticated model making, Meyer was taking photographs of up to 80 photographs at that time of up to 8 of these craft in one photograph. And with the exception of the 8 in one photograph, they were stunningly clear photographs. These were taken in India, outside of New Delhi, almost in the middle of nowhere, and reported on in a highly credible Indian newspaper. These photographs were seen by a reporter at the time. The chain of, you know, command here, so to speak, in evidence, the chain of evidence, is remarkably, remarkably deep and just stunning in terms of having been authenticated first in the early 1980s and then again more recently just last year. So Meyer is this man who claims that he's been meeting with human beings since the age of 5. I, in 1979, walk into the no longer existent Bodhi Tree bookstore on Melrose Avenue there in West Hollywood and see the first photo book showing Meyer's stunningly clear photos that he was taking beginning in 1975, when he only had one hand, by the way, because he lost his arm in 1965. And I stopped in my tracks. I'm looking at these beautiful full-color photos, and the gut, you know, level take on it is, gosh, this is real. And the book had, you know, photos of the UFOs, some information on the man, the investigative team that had a retired lieutenant colonel from the Air Force and two private investigators over there in Switzerland investigating. There were photographs of metal samples that had been turned over for investigation at IBM, reports on sound recording analyses that had been done on recordings that Meyer had done with up to 15, 17 people present in an open field with these booming sounds coming from the skies that could not be duplicated with synthesizers. Here I'm reading this stuff, and I'm going, wow, this is incredible. It would take another 8 years before I would come in contact with the first 1,800 pages of the transcripts of his conversations with the, well, I'll say it once, alleged extraterrestrials. And that was super compelling. I was reading those for a few months. That's in 1986. It's 2 years after that that the other shoe drops and I start to really, you know, pursue deeply researching the case as well as I could without the internet at that time. And I was at that time already beginning to make some presentations on the Meyer case. What happened was there was this neighborhood paper that was available in the Marina Del Rey area. I don't know if it still exists or not. I opened it up to an article that said, A-bomb testing tied to ozone damage, a new discovery from Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories in California. And I'm reading the article, and there's a percentage there, and they're talking about this connection. And I'm going, I know this already. How could I possibly know this new discovery? And at that point, I reached under the bed, pulled out the first 100-page block of what at that time were mimeographed transcripts of these 1,800 pages. And there in the first 100 pages, Meyer is speaking with this supposed extraterrestrial woman. She's reminding him of this information that he first knew in the 1950s about the A-bomb explosions and the connection to the ozone damage and the percentage at that time and blah, blah. And I'm going, wait a minute.
So he knew, I mean, you had transcripts basically that were that prophesized what was happening in real time. Michael, yeah. We're up against a break. My guest tonight is Michael Horn. We're talking about UFOs. We're talking about the Billy Meyer case, and we're trying to tell you what is real and what isn't real and what's a hoax. So we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we're going to make you $1,000 richer just by listening to us.
A thousandaire we're going to make you. That's right. We're giving away $1,000.
Well, if you win.
Well, if you win. And, you know, it's from Dr. Drew's account, but he doesn't know that yet. So shh.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA CREF is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
An important message from Medicare.
I found a better deal on prescriptions.
I found a new plan with lower costs. It's Medicare Open Enrollment. Have you compared plans yet? Who knows what you might find?
Check out your options at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You never know unless you go.
Medicare Open Enrollment, October 15th through December 7th. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services.
Talk Radio
7790 KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back, and we are live with Michael Horn. His website is thefly.com, thefly.com, that's T-H-E-F-L-Y.com. And we're talking about UFOs, and if you're just tuning in, we're really talking about a lot of these alien abductions and a lot of these stories that are actually false. And Michael has been researching for many, many years, since 1979, the Billy Meier case. We're discussing who Billy Meier is, what happened to him. And Michael, let's pick it up from where you left off and how you became involved in the case and how you first saw something that he prophesied that came true, like right in front of your eyes.
Right. I do want to just make a minor correction. Actually, my website is They Fly. There's a Y there. Very often it's called The Fly, but it is theyfly.com.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Theyfly.com.
Not a problem.
Absolutely. Okay.
Not a problem. Yes, so that was the first of the, you know, astounding and correlating events jumped out at me. And then what happened was, after that time, within the next couple of years, there was another and another and another. And one of the next ones was about the connection between the extraction of petroleum and natural gas from the earth and the connection to earthquakes. Now, when I saw that, it triggered my memory that Meier had already been told about that in 1976. So I was reading about this, I think it was about 1990. It was a Dr. Paul Siegel from Stanford, as I recall. And he came up with this connection, and he had, you know, this was published as a new scientific discovery. Meier had already published this information in depth, where it was explained to him how when we take all this oil out of the earth, we're kind of taking out the buffering for the plates, the synovial fluid of the planet, and we're leaving it very vulnerable because a lot of the caverns are left empty. Some are filled with water. It isn't the same density. It isn't the same kind of a substance. Nature has its own wisdom. And so we've set ourselves up for tremendous coming mammoth quakes that are coming. And, of course, we now know that in places even like Oklahoma, where we'd never had quakes before, and that was quite a center of oil drilling, they've had numerous quakes in that area. Other places. Meier was told that because of the mining as well, all of this causes the earth, as she said, to collapse in upon itself. So that is, we have a word now we call sinkholes. And when sinkholes appear, what you should do when you hear about a sinkhole appearing in the news, take the name of the city, go into a search engine, and put in that name of that city, and then next to it, mining or oil, you know, like see if there's a connection. You'll start finding that most of these sinkholes have been in vicinities very close to mining, where there's been a lot of ore taken out of the earth, et cetera, et cetera. The next thing was another connection from the ozone and A-bomb thing. There was a confirmation that we had greater ozone damage than we realized. It was allowing in more UV. That was going to lead to disruptions in the food chain and genetic mutations, et cetera, et cetera. That was in the same context that Meier was told all this stuff years and decades before.
Let me ask you about this because I know on your website there's just a whole, and you have videos of all these different things that Meier said years before they happened. But walk us through the process. I mean, how does this happen? Does he come into contact with these beings and they tell him? And one thing I want you to clarify, too, is you said these are human beings. So you're saying these are not aliens. These are flesh and blood human beings coming to Billy Meier from another dimension. Is that accurate?
Well, it's from another star system in a slightly different phase of time, but it's not like they're future time travelers or any of that fancy stuff. The way it's presented is, look, these are human beings. They are connected to us in some cases ancestrally. What will provoke a lot of people to know is that in some cases their distant ancestors were the gods of our religions. They came here long ago. They descended from the skies. the flaming chariots and shields and the wheel within a wheel. What do you think primitive people were describing? You know, this has been brought up before, but they've said, you know, in some cases, our distant ancestors were among those extraterrestrials who represented themselves as your gods. And because that has set in motion so much grief on your planet, which is only going to intensify, they told them this long ago, we have an obligation to try from an oblique position without interfering in your world to bring into it through you, Mr. Meyer, information that may help people to straighten out their thinking and prevent what is otherwise going to be an environmental catastrophe of huge, unimaginable magnitude. So Meyer, at age 14 in 1951, is the first person to start writing about climate change. That a lot of people, including some people when I lived in L.A., there were radio hosts. I don't know if they're still broadcasting out of L.A. There was Dennis Prager and Michael Medved and others, Royal Oaks. They were all poo-pooing the Billy Meyer case and his information, laughing about climate change. Well, we're not laughing anymore. This man has specifically predicted so many things that people have to think that it's got to be a hoax. How could, but we have it in copyrighted documents and books. Now, we have enough verifiably, you know, previously preemptively published information to prove that this man, as uncomfortable as it may be for many people, published this information before the events occurred, and that it includes things like AIDS, the Ebola epidemic, the attack on the World Trade Center, WTC.
And this is documented where he said, was it specifics here? Did he say World Trade
yes.
Center? Did he have dates?
He did not publish a date. The document was published in 1987. And this, you know, staggered people for a long time. They said, because, and here's the thing, in some cases with the older documents, the original pieces of paper are long gone, but we can show when these documents at the earliest were available online or in books and things like that. And then the kicker comes when we've got that date, and then things that are in those documents keep occurring long past the date. This is true of the document in which the World Trade Center. Meyer said the destruction of the WTC, i.e. the World Trade Center, by terrorists will only be the beginning of events that will befall America because of her policies. This is 1987.
Michael, let me ask you,
why,
I mean, we're going to talk more about his prophecies. I'm not trying to cut you off on that part, but I want to focus a little bit back on the man himself. Why Billy Meyer? Why not you?
Sure.
Why not the guy next door? You know, why
sure.
not anybody? What made him special? Because when I hear some of these stories, I always think, well, how come that didn't happen to me? Or how did he get picked to have this kind of
sure.
incredible information relayed to him?
Here's where I once again trot out according to the information in the case, because intellectual honesty has to, you know, be at the top of the template that we look through in terms of looking at this whole thing. I cannot prove the following statement, but here is the answer to the question as it's presented in the material, and people are free to do with it what they want. According to these people, if they exist, that's something else people have to decide. Meyer writes that reincarnation is a fact of life. We don't know that. They say that the human spirit, which they distinguish from what we call the soul, the human spirit is the eternal immortal part of every human being, and that it reincarnates as a different personality countless times in the course of evolution. We can't prove that there's a human spirit, let alone that it reincarnates. However, what they said is, given that information, the spirit form that enlivens this man today, Billy Edward Albert Meyer, has enlivened in the past, along with many so-called ordinary people over a long, long period of time, six previous prophets, because the spirit that enlivened Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, the man that they claim was the real person upon whom a fictitious person of Jesus Christ was created, and Muhammad, These six people, Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, and Muhammad, were all true prophets, and in each case teaching the same thing, and in each case it was corrupted, turned into one religion or another, falsified. Then there were fundamentalists and fanatics that would arise in these various belief systems. The seventh and final prophet would arrive at the time of the electronic age, when the same teaching, what that they call the spiritual teaching, the teaching from what they call the creation, this universe, the teaching of spirit and truth and life, would be once again finally brought back to humankind, and so that it would no longer be corruptible, preserved widely in a time and place in a world when more people than ever could read and write, and for the next many centuries to come it would be studied so that people could straighten out their thinking and abandon belief systems, their belief systems because they can't be proved to be true, and they would, through learning the spiritual teaching, which has no beliefs and no religion, would learn to think and understand life and this great cosmos, this great universe in which we live, the laws that govern it and that govern all life in it, and how we could return to living in harmony with that and cease to destroy ourselves and cease to clamber over each other in the fruitless, you know, pursuit of unnecessary levels of wealth and possession, where we could actually have true abundance and all sorts of nice idealistic things, but in a very systematic way, a teaching that means, if you want to learn how to operate a computer or, let's say, something else, most people can operate that without a book these days, but there are things that we study to learn how to operate, to learn how to progress through in an educational way. But then when we study something, we have to test it.
Michael,
let's see if it works.
We're up against the break again. This is great stuff. We're going to come back, and I want to go back to talk about the religion and how that is a part of this. And we're talking with Michael Horn, and it's theyfly.com, theyfly.com, talking about the Billy Meier case and UFOs, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Log on to KABC.com right now and check out our new podcast page with exclusive features including The Daily Dose of Doug, McIntyre's Thoughts Put to Video, Dr. Drew Answers, and more of Jillian and John's Wild Florida or Not Florida. Plus, faster loading times than ever. It's all free and waiting for you at KABC.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
There are hundreds of you listening right now who don't know it yet, but you'll be in jail for DUI before bedtime tonight. I'm attorney and TV legal analyst Darren Cavanocchi, and I'm asking you to memorize this phone number, 1-800-NO-CUFFS. If you think memorizing 1-800-NO-CUFFS is tough, try spending time in county jail or losing your license. 1-800-NO-CUFFS. It's your get-out-of-jail card. Call 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nico McKeon ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Get news, weather, sports, markets, and traffic first on the fours.
Ah, I got it.
Only here.
KABC. You are listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
To call in live with your question or comment, please call 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222.
And I am back, and we have Michael Horn. We are talking about UFOs. We're talking about the Billy Meier case. Really some incredible things here. And Michael, I know that you want to, and we're going to focus on the some of the many prophecies that he's written down and talked about years ago, and then they've come true. We were sort of focusing on who Billy Meier was, and the question I'd pose to you is why. Why him as opposed to other people? You mentioned that the people reincarnate many, many times, and you started talking about different religions. Do you, you know, and again, I want to put you on the spot here, but when you look at people that are claim to be mediums and psychics, and you look at religion and all this, it seems to have a monopoly on the spiritual. And I know that from some of the things that I've read that Billy Meier has written, he basically says this is all nonsense. I mean, is that do you agree with that, or is that accurate of what he says about the mediums and psychics and religion in general?
Yeah, and you know, I know how a lot of people aren't going to take kindly to that, but yeah, we should also add that Meier is a man who has survived 22 attempts on his life for his troubles, so he doesn't mince words, and he doesn't try to insult anybody. He speaks the truth as he knows it, and it's up to us if we're interested in, you know, determining if it is true or not. So what he has said about all this, let's take the psychics and mediums and stuff. There are a very, very, very small number of people who really are true psychic and or true mediums, and for the most part, he says, even those who are mediums, they are not in contact with what they think they're in contact with, and they don't even necessarily know how they do it. Here's the reason he said it. He said, once a human being dies, their personality basically dissolves. This thing that we call the soul is a temporary construct. But the human spirit is that part which is eternal and immortal. It isn't a personality, per se. And so it moves into a space that he simply says they refer to it as the beyond. You don't see, you know, the family gambling around in the woods and stuff. There is no conscious experience that a human being has when the spirit is in that place. Now, again, I'm not asking anybody to believe a darn thing. It's simply this is information, and I'm doing my best to convey it as I understand it. When the spirit is ready, however that is determined, it comes back to reincarnate and takes a new personality that has no connection with the past. When a medium is saying, well, you know, I see your grandfather and he smiled, there are people who, when they actually pick up anything that is accurate, are reading information that is stored according to this information. It is stored in what they call the storage banks. It's kind of like an etheric computer in which all information about any and everybody who's ever lived, every thought, feeling, emotion, action, experience is stored. You know, we think our computers are sophisticated, but they might, you know, be rather primitive to what this cosmic computer is all about. And the people who can pick up or are sensitive to those frequencies can pick some information up about people when it's truthful and not, you know, some hokey thing, which they themselves often, the mediums think, well, so this person is still there. They're not there. It's the information, and they pick it up. Now, this, you know, may not help people who are trying to understand the truth about all this stuff, but if they want to, they can read more about this explanation for this type of thing. The greater part of so-called psychics and mediums and stuff is not accurate, and there are some people who are quasi-accurate with certain things, sensitive. I've met people who had certain psychic accuracy. I wouldn't say, you know, it's not so. But in terms of religion, what Meier has said, part of the reason, or a huge part of the reason, more than a part, for these Pleiaren extraterrestrial humans coming, being in contact with him for all this period of time, etc., is to try to get us to know the truth about the religions and the damage that has been done by belief systems. All we need to do is, you know, open our eyes, listen to the news, go online, anything else, and we see what religion per se is bringing the world now. And I might want to add that in 1958, Billy Meyer specifically foretold that radical Islamist fundamentalists would bring irrepressible terrorism worldwide. He, again, in 1987, said specifically, he foretold specifically that France is going to fall from within to Islam and that the fanatics and warriors of Islam are going to rage through Europe. 1987, that mass immigrations would bring great conflicts to many countries. He foretold specifically the location of the hundreds of places in Russia, that Russia would move its troops in preparation for its attacks that are coming against Scandinavia and the U.S. and Canada. That place, that city is called Arkhangelsk. And in 2011, 24 years after Meyer verifiably published it, the Russians moved their troops to Arkhangelsk as a military staging area. In that same document, he foretold the Ebola epidemic, not an outbreak, the epidemic, which, as we know, took place within this past year. All of this stuff verifiably years and decades before it happened. We have now over 150 corroborated specific examples with no misses so far.
So, are we
yeah.
to, because the way that it looks to me, and again, I've actually listened to some interviews of Billy Meyer that were translated, because I don't believe he speaks English, and all
of
these.
But yeah, most of it's in German.
Yeah, all these the prophecies. It seems like that your message is that people need to finally listen to this man, because whether you believe his story or not, he is telling us things that are shaping the world. So is that sort of the message? Because what is he talking about that's going to happen in the future? If he's already predicted these things that are mostly terrible, I think most people that are awake and really paying attention to what's going on not only in this country but worldwide can see that we have a lot of problems in society in general, a lot, and maybe more than we've ever seen. What is he saying now that can help change this?
Sure.
So we don't go down a worse situation?
Well, let me flesh that out just a drop, because like you said, foretelling all these terrible things, prophecies and predictions are meant as warnings for the negative, because if these events are happening, if this event happens, look out, this next one will happen. That means we're on the wrong course. They're not trying to doom us by, Meyer or these, alleged extraterrestrials say, oh, your world is doomed and there's nothing you can do. These warnings, which have been, as he published for the last 64 years, he has been like a lone voice in the wilderness saying, look, these things are coming based on the immutable law of cause and effect, the law of physics, I call it the law of the pendulum. That which goes out comes back. And what they have said, in essence, is all of these causes that have been set in motion, if they are not corrected in time, this pendulum comes back as a wrecking ball. And this is why, I say to people, look, the UFOs, that's the eye candy. Meyer's photos and film. He took over 1,200 photos of these things and films, and it's clear as day, and they've been tested. The only ones that still hold up, in this day and age, okay, that's the eye candy. You got my attention. Step two, here's the prophecies and predictions that you can take to the bank as they unfold unfailingly, because we are allowing them to, because we're so addicted to distractions and entertainments and religion and politics.
Why is that? I mean, why is it that our governments and different leaders in these countries, why is there such an emphasis on entertainment and distracting people when all these real things are happening all around us? I mean, what's the end game there? If people are being manipulated so much, it seems like the manipulation in our society right now is just incredible.
Because people are too... Look, I sound naive here. People are focused on profit. I want mine now. After me, the flood. Who cares? And this is at epidemic proportions. The seducing our young people, and everybody else with what I call techno toys. You know, you see people sitting together these days, they're texting somebody else. Okay, I'm going to sound like, you know, an old fuddy-duddy. Well, of course, this is what we do. There was life before the internet, folks. You weren't born out of a C drive on a computer. There was, you know, reality took place before you had your digital access and you thought you knew everything. And, you know, you wake up to Kim Kardashian's butt going across the screen and to this guy dunking a basket and this one, you know, scoring a goal. Oh, great. We've been dumbed down to the level, really, of third graders, where everything is entertainment and somebody else watching others accomplish something or create great havoc in the world and forgetting that we should be, you know, powerful, self-productive people and all the rest. We've watched as these corporate and government entities have sold out the country, sold out the business, and gone to other countries and outsourced everything, while people have been, okay, here's your next phone. You can watch now what's now being made by people who we've either brought in from other countries to replace you, or we've outsourced the country itself, you know, the company itself to other countries, and we have kids for 17 cents a day putting your iPhone together, whatever the real horrors of this are. This means that self-responsibility, which is the antithesis of religion, which tells you your power is outside of yourself. There's gods and saviors and saints and deities and angels and spirit guides, and rabbis and mullahs and priests and go to these things.
You're basically saying this. All of it is a distraction to make people not think for themselves, not take responsibility for themselves, but always to look outward. Michael, we're up against another break. We're talking with Michael Horn. We're talking about the Billy Meyer case, UFOs, but really the prophecies of this man and things that's come true and what we can do to stop more of the bad things that's already happened in our society and in this world. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Crying after sex. We've all been there, but apparently...
Well, I have not. Mike and my partners may have been.
All partners. Dr. Drew's never had to deal with this problem because most women he sleeps with are dead.
Okay.
You know, because he just tears them right in.
Right.
Actually have to go straight to the corner.
Romney, do not laugh at that.
I'm sorry.
You only encourage him on. You
yes,
understand?
I do. I'm never dysphoric after I talk to Mike.
Thank you.
Put it that way.
Yes! Woo!
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. Psycho Mike Catherwood.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
Fueled by our fans and the energy of our city, the LA Kings have started out the season defying the odds and reaching for glory. With some of the best teams in the NHL headed to Staples Center in November, you do not want to miss your chance to witness the excitement. Visit LAKings.com to get your tickets today for the fast-paced, hard-hitting, high-scoring action that is the LA Kings. We are LA. We are all Kings.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Talk Radio.
KABC. Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back. My guest tonight is Michael Horn. And you should go to his website, theyfly.com. Theyfly.com. We're talking about UFOs. We're talking about the Billy Meyer case. But more importantly here, we are talking about the many things that that Billy Meyer has written over the last several decades that have come true. And Michael, we only have, you know, another 5, 7 minutes, 8 minutes here left, and I want to sort of finish this on some high notes here. And I know that there's some things that that we want to relay of what this man is trying to tell people in not just the United States but all over the world, what we can do to change this train wreck that is headed for a wall. And I know that, you know, when we spoke earlier, you said that one of the key things was that he talks about people basically learning how to think. What does he mean by that?
Well, we are pretty much run by beliefs. And when we learn how to observe our own thoughts on a moment-by-moment basis, this, you know, could sound like Greek to people. When we learn to pay attention to that thinking that is indeed going on 24/7 in our heads, we will start to notice what it is we have adopted as our beliefs, as our sense of what reality is, as our own potential for ourselves, what we've bought into, what overlays our own thinking, how we perpetuate certain thoughts, which then lead to feelings, which lead to our actions. This is a core process that every human being is going through, whether they're consciously in control of it or not, and most aren't. That allows us, because we're not in conscious control, to be controlled by the relentless programming of religion, politics, etc. When we start to observe our own thoughts, the feelings that arise, the actions we feel impelled to take, we then start to decide for ourselves whether or not we're going to perpetuate a given thought, a belief, a feeling that we continually produce in ourselves, and we start to question whether or not that is us, whether it's what we really want. This is not, you know, a 10-minute process, obviously, but in this, we start to see things as they really are. We start to look when we see people coming in front for political debates and all that. We see, you know, perhaps a bunch of people who are trained and manipulated and controlled and monitored and all this to try to say the right thing, to press the buttons and ring the bells that cause us to salivate properly. The same thing with religions. You know, in some countries, I was noticing this in Switzerland. I'm trying to get this all in, and pardon me if I'm kind of a motor mouth tonight, but there's so much to go into. Church bells go off in certain countries at certain intervals. Those are Pavlovian conditioning mechanisms that most people have never noticed, because they produce in the quote-unquote faithful a certain association, certain feelings, a comfort. They come back for the same thing time after time. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, people are bad and all the rest. It means that we are not ourselves. We're not in charge of our own lives. We haven't taken charge of our own lives because we don't take charge of our thinking. Until we start to learn how this thinking works and looking at things with neutrality, from the neutrality, questioning, do I prefer this? Is this right? When we start to do that as individuals and come together automatically, and you don't have to be, quote-unquote, a follower of the Meyer material, but this thinking, this way of, this is what the man teaches, this is what he's written brilliant books about. It's far less about ETs and UFOs, because these more advanced people know how to think. They have to go through this process.
What do you, you know, there's something that is mentioned as neutral positive thinking. What does he mean by that?
Well, it means that instead of, this is part of what I was describing, the neutral positive is to observe what is going on in your thoughts. Before you try to do positive thinking, which is, you know, kind of the new age self-help, well, I'm a wonderful, successful, positive, prosperous person. You know, rich people don't have affirmations on their refrigerators saying I'm rich and prosperous. They know it. Those of us that are trying to, you know, attain a certain thing, we can try and run an affirmation ourselves, but unless we know what the underlying belief is, I have a training I've been doing on this myself for over 20 years. Unless we start to see the positive and the negative in our own consciousness, and from that neutrality, then we can express and choose the positive, because that is indeed where we want to take things, not down this, you know, this endless sinkhole with all this environmental destruction and wars and terrorism and stupid stuff. We individually change that, not by electing somebody, and I can guarantee you whoever they're going to elect next is going to want to take this country to war. It's too bad. And that will be a fatal mistake, because as Meyer has said, by 2020, unless the people in America really change the way they're thinking, this country is no longer a superpower, and he's already as far back as 87 said, United States of America will have two coming civil wars, one upon the other. I'm sorry, folks. I don't mean to be the bummer guy here. I'm saying these things because my mission in life has been to prove the prophecies wrong by waking up enough people who would go and simply hit their keyboards and type in Billy Meyer. Yeah, they can come to my website, too. There's skeptical websites out there. You can read the pro and the con. I've got so much free information, and there's so much linked that has been suppressed for decades. That's why you've never heard of this man before.
And that's the key. That's the key, Michael, is for people to at least know about this, and then they can research this for themselves and not just have to take it face value. Just look it up for yourself. One of the other things, and I've done that. I mean, I've read some of the things that the man has written, watched videos, and one of the other things that I like is the 100% self-responsibility.
Yes.
We live in a society where everybody wants to lay blame for everything on someone else. What is your take on that concept?
100% self-responsibility is the name of the game because that's what gives us true freedom and true wealth. Look, when you have what you need in your life, you're wealthy. If you run any way you want to run that, you find out when you have what you need, you're wealthy. People have different needs. But when we pursue the unnecessary, when we're distracted and lost and we're not taking responsibility for the thoughts that move us towards having to acquire and throw ourselves in debt and do all the things that we do in life, we are then manipulated. The self-responsibility takes back the power that we're all too willing to turn over to politicians, gurus, masters, leaders, rabbis, priests, God, savior, saints, all the outside imaginary and or real beings, the people that are more than glad to tell, I will lead you, I will show you. I wrote a song called I'll Be My Own Hero, which is in another film that I made. Two of my films just got picked up for distribution, and one is simply about five women who did this with my daughter. We made a film about five women who overcame all these terrible things, addiction, rape, incest, horrible stuff, by choosing in their life to, you know, take charge of their lives. They knew nothing about the Meyer case or even each other. And a song that I had written back in 84 that I used to perform for Anthony Robbins' Firewalks, I'll Be My Own Hero, is in there. And that's the message that I resonate to in this case. It's not about ETs. It's about us.
I think that's a great way to sort of sum this up is that you're trying to get people away from the like you said, the eye candy of oh, here, look at the flying saucers, look at the grays or the guys, little guys with the big eyes, but listen to the message. Wherever this information is coming from, whether people want to argue about if it's extraterrestrial or human beings from another planet or whatever, right. The bottom line is what he is saying is something that people can take to heart because it helps people develop themselves. And if we can do this, we can prevent civil wars. We can prevent the United States and this world from going down, you know, in flames. And I think that's what a lot of people are concerned about. Michael, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. You were fantastic. And I want everybody to look up Billy Meyer. Like you said, Google Billy Meyer. Go to theyfly.com. That's theyfly.com. theyfly.com, and I think it's important you go there and learn about this stuff and people just read about it and decide for yourself. And Michael, again, thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Smith. Anytime. I look forward to it again.
Thank you. We'll definitely have you back. And I just want to say that next week we are going to be preempted by the Kings game, so we will not be here. But we'll be back the following week, and we are going to have a two-hour show. And many of you remember David Duke. He was had a lot of claim to fame when he was a House of Representatives and was also the National Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. So that should be interesting. I'm going to talk to him about that and talk about some of the views he has currently. That's going to be in 2 weeks with David Duke. I will see you then. Have a great night. This is Dr. Gregory A. Smith saying good night.
I am so happy that you put Mac on for another hour.
It's been now 10. That's really wonderful.
Does McIntyre make my...